Hi, I'm Jerry Nixon, and this is Bytes by MSDN. I'm here with Nick Landry, Senior Product Manager with Infragistics. Nick, you've had a change of job since we had you on the show last. What's happened?
Yes, I have. So basically after 16 years in services, I decided that it was enough and I wanted to focus on products and building some great tools. So I joined Infragistics about 6 weeks ago. And I'm the product manager focusing on the NetAdvantage for Windows Phone product, which is a suite of developer tools and controls for developers that want to build great apps on Windows Phone.
It's a lot of beautiful controls.
Yeah, it's great. Basically, Microsoft has a great toolbox that comes with Visual Studio and the Windows Phone SDK, and we basically augment that toolbox by giving you access to like gauges, an insane amount of charts, and we also have list control that's coming out soon, tree maps, funnel charts, barcode readers, everything.
Where is a Windows Phone developer when they think it's time for Infragistics?
So basically, they'll be building their application using the Silverlight tools, the Windows Phone SDK, and then as they'll build their UI, they're going to want like some shortcuts, or they want to start building something a little more advanced, especially if they're building an application for the enterprise. Then the moment they want to start doing some advanced data visualization, at some point, there's only so much you can do with basic toolbox, you know, basic lists and buttons and standard controls. So we'll basically give them an enhanced toolbox so they can create more advanced applications in less time.
They could roll it all by hand, but you guys make it simple and beautiful for them.
Well, yeah, so Infragistics has been around for 23 years, so we've developed a controller or two in our day. So we basically
I've used them myself, to be honest.
That's great. Yeah, it's as you know, we cover Silverlight, WPF, Windows Forms, SharePoint, Web. But a lot of developers, basically, they try to do that. They try to build it themselves, but they don't necessarily realize what goes into the creation of a control, not just for this project, but making sure that that control can also be reusable in other projects. Mm-hmm. So.
And when you line that up to the hourly rate or whatever it costs for your project, it's just you're practically giving it away.
Pretty much, yeah, because people is what's expensive always in software development.
Sure.
So software like this is very cheap compared
to software. Product manager, I guess now you're pretty low tech. You don't code anymore?
I haven't written code, well, production code in a long time. You don't want to see my code in production. I'll be writing code a lot, of course, when I go to conferences and I write demos and samples, or if I write articles for Code Magazine, for example. But at Infragistics, my role is mainly to look at the product exactly. I own where the product is going to go, what features are going to come. We do two new releases per year on every single one of our products.
Yep.
So I have to decide what new features are going to go in there by looking at what the competition is doing, of course, but primarily, of course, by listening to our customers, getting their feedback, knowing what exactly they're using, what they like, what they don't like, what they want to see coming in the product. And the cool part of my job, of course, is the crystal ball aspect of it, which is basically trying to figure out exactly where the market is going, what the trends are, and how to translate into new features.
So we're at GDC together, and you have the crystal ball to see where trends are going. Now, around games, where are the trends headed?
GDC has changed a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, this is actually my first time here in 4 years. I was last here in 2008. Back then, there was no such thing as an app store to basically sell mobile games. So basically, the notion of mobile gaming back in 2008 was Nintendo DS and PlayStation.
That's exactly right.
PSP.
Dedicated devices.
Whereas now they have like the smartphone and tablet summit, and every single developer I've spoken to this week basically is telling me they're working on some mobile project.
It's a lottery ticket for every developer.
Yeah, they're all hoping they're going to get the next Angry Birds or Cut the Rope or Parachute Panic or whatever. You know,
I'm always amazed how developers are becoming entrepreneurs now. It's a real change.
It's changed the landscape of game development because a lot of people come here, especially to GDC, as hopefuls. They want to get into the industry, or they're already in the industry, but they're the starving artists, basically, of the development industry. And they have some ideas. They want to build some things. But for indies before, it was kind of hard because there was not really a good channel for them to market their games, to make them available, to get some eyeballs on their games, basically.
Sure. Do you think independent game developers still have a chance?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. We see it. The best example I can give you is, when I was last here, basically Sony and Electronic Arts and Microsoft were throwing the big parties. So a few nights ago, I was basically at the Backflip Studios party, which is an iOS exclusively developer, and they only build games for mobile. And they build Dragon Veil, which is a hugely successful.
Is iOS, that's an operating system?
Yeah, it's something that runs on some phones, I hear, yeah.
Excellent. I think you might be an independent game developer.
Yeah, I actually have like many hats. It's kind of interesting because the last time I was on the show, I was actually talking about my game, which shame.
You've retired on that now?
No, I still haven't published it. So, but now I'm actually glad I didn't because it's a game for Windows Phone. It's built in XNA, which is an awesome tool set for building games, especially for indie developers.
Powerful.
And now that I was basically going to publish it in the next month or so, but Microsoft announced a new Dream Build Play Challenge, which allows game developers to use XNA to build games either for Xbox. But I think this is the first year they're actually accepting entries on Windows Phone. So I figured, you know what? I think I got a good game for Dream Build Play.
Tell me the name of your game.
So it's called Cosmic Wars. That's Cosmic with a K and Wars with a Z because, you know, that's how we roll.
Why not? Right, exactly.
You got to be cool, right?
That's right.
So, and it's basically an homage to Space Invaders, a game that I've played a lot in my day when I started as a very young fledgling gamer in the late 70s. And basically, it's a 3D game.
Okay.
And so I'm trying basically to look at some very successful games from the past and deriving new gameplay, and but still sticking to the essentials, but moving into a new platform.
Sure.
So, for example, instead of using a virtual D-pad on the game,
always hard to use. It feels like
It doesn't work. I think it just doesn't work. And
I'm always hitting the search button by mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. And then hopefully, at least it's just a pause button in a game like I do. But basically, I just use the accelerometer to basically move left and right. It has to be a very natural feel because this is a different type of device. You're not using a D-pad or a joystick or anything in your hand. You're holding a phone.
Sure.
So the instincts that people have is move the phone around to see if it does anything
and
tap the screen. So you can basically tap anywhere on screen to shoot, and just by moving the phone left and right, you can navigate your ship around.
Brilliant.
So
I tell you, Nick, sounds like a fun game. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to see what happens. And thank you for watching Bytes by MSDN.